Hey everyone, welcome back to the Screw Being Unhappy podcast, the place to build winning habits and achieve your goals without sacrificing life. I'm Zuzana Mukumai, a coach who walks the same path as you, becoming productive with strong winning habits that achieve goals and fulfillment in entrepreneurship, fitness, and life. Have you ever been so motivated that you felt nothing can stop you? But after a few weeks or even days, your goals and motivation were just a memory. You are not alone. The problem is that we keep relying on motivation and willpower. I hear that from my clients all the time. I need more motivation. I need to work on building my willpower so I can achieve my goals. And this is what today's episode is about. The thing is that motivation and willpower alone won't get you to achieve those goals you care about. I share in this podcast episode what will get you there. So if you are ready to finally make your goals and plans stick, pop in those headphones and let's get to it. Motivation and willpower are like phone battery. We charge our phone at night and at the beginning of the day, the battery is full. It looks so nice, the icon on the right top corner of our phone. But the next time we look at the phone, it's in red and it reads 13%. Our willpower and motivation gets depleted in the same way. It gets depleted because during the day we encounter different challenges, stressful moments. We get hungry, we get overwhelmed. There are so many distractions, negative thoughts. When it comes to doing the thing we wanted to do, we have no willpower, we have no motivation, and we just want to sit in front of Netflix and watch. What makes this even harder is the fact that our brains are wired to look for short-term rewards and they discount the future benefits. So that tasty muffin now is just so much better than some future six-pack. If you are like me and my clients, and if you want to achieve your goals and stay consistent, you can't rely only on your motivation or willpower. But what will get you there is building consistent habits and staying accountable. Habits are automatic behaviors. So when you create habits that serve you, they do what they are designed to do. They make you do them on autopilot. And that's what we want. Instead of skipping your morning yoga or postponing your Medium article publication because you don't feel like it, you find yourself on that yoga mat. You find yourself typing because it's a habit. And you don't even know how you got on that mat, how you got in front of that computer. Let me share a story of a client of mine. Last year in September, he told me that it's first time in 24 years when he actually stuck to his goals and stayed consistent with his habits after he set them in January. Every January for 24 years, he followed the same pattern. He would set goals in January, would be very motivated and excited. In March, 3/4 of his motivation would be gone. By June, he would be struggling to keep at least few of his goals. And in September, all the goals would be gone, waiting for a revival next January. Last year, this client of mine got tired of this cycle of building habits and failing every single year. He decided to do something different. He got himself a coach. We started working together in March, right in the period when usually his motivation would start to fade. And this is what happened. Instead of struggling with his goals in June, he was killing it. He was thriving. He was nailing his healthy habits. He was keeping his monthly habit tracker up to date and he was consistent. In September, he was still at it. That's when he shared that it's first time in 24 years when he's consistent. He stayed consistent and accountable because he committed to weekly coaching sessions with me. And these weekly coaching sessions provided structure to stick to. We met almost every week since we started working together in March. And the coaching sessions created consistent external accountability for him. My client committed to his goals by committing and investing in a coaching partnership. And we kept his goals at the center of every coaching conversation. Of course, there were ups and downs, but he kept showing up and I kept holding space for him. By creating the consistent habits of attending coaching sessions, he created a consistent habit of focusing on his goals and taking action. Now the question is, how can you stay consistent like my client did? It doesn't matter if you work with a coach or not, but here are three proven puzzle pieces to build habits that stick and allow you to achieve your goals. As I said, coaching isn't the only way to build consistent habits. It can be easier, it can be faster, but you can start on your own right now. What matters is that you're committed, you create accountability and system that will help you to sustain your new habits. The first puzzle piece is to start small and easy. You don't want to go overboard when starting out. I used to do orienteering, long distance running when I was a teenager. And this year, I decided to take up running again. I created this crazy goal of running half marathon in July. And I haven't been training for 20 years, so I went easy. I decided in January and February, I will do 2 runs a week. A shorter run on Wednesday, longer run on Saturday. In March, I added 1 extra bi-weekly run. Whatever your goal is, start small so you can achieve these sub-goals you set for yourself. Because what we want to do here is to build momentum by achieving small wins. And that success you will get from these small wins will keep you going. And if you know me, you know I'm all about action. So here is action for you. What is the goal you want to create momentum in? Think about it, journal, do whatever you need to do, and figure out what's your monthly or quarterly goal when it comes to this thing you want to work on. Break it down and figure out what it means for you on daily and weekly basis. Puzzle piece number 2, track your progress. Planning is nice. It can be so much fun. I love planning, but it's not enough. To keep going, you need to create this positive feedback by tracking and reviewing your progress. If you ask me how many kilometers I ran in January, I can go to my Google Sheet and tell you. I actually wrote it down here, 48.25 kilometers. You can track progress in many ways, whatever works for you, whatever is simple. You can print a weekly or monthly checklist with the actions you want to focus on and stick it in your office or in your bathroom. You can use one of the thousands of habit tracking apps. I use, for example, Habit Now. You can create a list, for example, of every potential client you want to reach out and tick them off as you are going. You can use Toggle to track the time spent on the goal-related activities. Or you can take a weekly photo of your apps if that's your goal. What matters is making it easy for yourself and tracking and reviewing your progress regularly. Action for you. You set up the goal, you figured out what it means for you on daily and weekly basis. Now, how will you track it? How will you review the progress? Set it up. The third puzzle piece is to create accountability. And let's be honest here, most of us suck at keeping ourselves accountable. If your boss wants it, sure, here it is. If something is important for you, maybe I can do it next time. There are multiple ways of staying accountable, and the fun in this is to figure out what works for you. You can share your goals with a supportive business buddy or friend or relative. You can try FocusMate for real-time accountability when you sit with another human and work on your tasks. You can post your goal on social media. You can set up a reward or consequence. You can also join a community of people working towards similar goal, or you can hire a coach to work one-on-one. Action for you. You have clear goal. You decided how you're going to track your progress. How will you stay accountable? Figure that out. Take that action. The truth is, motivation will always fade. We will run off the willpower. But if we create habits, track progress, and build accountability, we won't need motivation because we will just do it. That's the real secret to success and to achieving your goals. I would love to hear from you. What's the one goal you have struggled to stay consistent with? Even if you are not ready for coaching, you can start building your consistent habits so you achieve your goals today. Pick one small habit, track it, create accountability, make it as easy as humanly possible. I always love hearing from you, and let me know and use this as a great accountability opportunity. Send me email, DM me on LinkedIn, and let me know what you are working on. And you can commit to something, and you have a great example of accountability right there. And if you need extra support, or you want to get there faster, or you're exhausted of doing it alone, I am here to help. And one of your actions can be to book a free consultation with me. And yeah, let's make sure that you don't have to set the same goals again next January. Thanks for tuning in to Screw Being Unhappy. Remember, the highs and the lows are part of this journey, and I am right here in your corner. You can build consistent habits, achieve your goals, and still have time for what matters most. Now, let's take action, one good tweak at a time. I'll talk to you soon.